Yeah, it's been very busy for the last couple of weeks or so. It's continued this week. Obviously, I've been out of the country for a few days visiting Olympique Marseille as part of my football education. But during that time, I've still been keeping in touch with those lads that we've spoken to. A number of more meetings we've had today. That'll continue tomorrow. I'll fly to Ireland for a game tomorrow night. I'll be back over the weekend, and then I'll be up to your chief executive returning from Football League business to see if he can bring these things together.
What was your experience like in Marseille then, Steve?
It was absolutely fantastic, you know, to get the opportunity to look at such a big football club, and you only perhaps from the UK perspective realise just the sheer size of them when you're there, the professionalism in the camp from the head coach all the way through. Great look behind the scenes at both the stadium and, of course, at the fantastic facilities they've got on shore. But just part of the education as well, continuing this journey of trying to gain the highest qualifications we can. And you hope at the end of it you pick up one or two ideas that you can implement.
What are you looking for in players, Steve? You know, what characteristics do you think you need in this second season in the Championship?
Well, the key characteristic is always going to be about what they can deliver in terms of effort and commitment, passion, all the things that perhaps is taken for granted in football but not always delivered. So that's the first criteria. And obviously a second criteria to us is that they're either established Championship players or, for everyone involved in our football club, who can believe that they can become established and good Championship players. So we've kept a very strong group of the 12, 13 lads who are going to be around. And we're going to carefully, you know, one by one, piece that together and probably have a squad of 20, 21 lads who are all equally as competent in Championship level as each other and let the battle begin for the shirts on the opening day.
When do you think you'll start doing business? Is there anything imminent, do you think?
Well, I'd like to think from a football talking perspective there could be a number of things that perhaps would be the middle to the end of next week. But, of course, our chairman and chief executive have to agree the numbers. I don't get involved in that and never have done with whatever people may think. That's not my department. I've targeted the players that I would like to bring. It's very a targeted, clear and concise list, both from a permanent signings point of view, which will largely be the business, and one or two perhaps season-long loans or six-month loans, but they'll probably be later. But the initial signings will be now down to a chief executive and chairman to coordinate with the representatives of those players and agree the terms.
You've been through a lot, haven't you, with Ben Pringle and Craig Morgan as they've helped you get up through the league. So how tough was it to see those two players moving on now?
Yeah, it's always going to be tough, isn't it? You know, Craig and Ben were fantastic for Rotherham United, which is the main body. And of course, for me as a manager, and I've gone on record on a few occasions since the news was breached to say that without Craig's fantastic efforts and without that of Ben, then Steve Evans would not be at Rotherham United managing the Championship. So, you know, that's all of the staff and everyone at the club, and we're all indebted to that service. But, you know, I made it clear that I would have loved Craig and Ben to stay, but the numbers couldn't be reached internally with the football club and those guys' representatives. So as much as I have to respect that, I can still remain disappointed, but professionally moving on to the next player.
There's still a few familiar names in the squad, isn't there? But are we seeing a bit of a changing of the guard, Steve, which I guess was fairly inevitable, wasn't it, when you're a club that starts in League Two and goes up quickly through the leagues? There is going to be change eventually, is there not?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of evolution as you go through the levels. You know, dare I say it, there's Swansea City, who are in League Four, the equivalent of League Two these days, are now a top 10 team in the Premier League. And there's probably one or two of those lads still around, but the rest of I've made way, but they've played a major part. Our lads in League Two played a major part, League One. We get into the Championship. But you know, Rob, there's not one player who didn't get an opportunity to shine, whether that be doing enough on the training ground to be in the team or whether it be in the team based on performances and merit and not by reputation or not because who likes you and who don't like you. We've always picked the team as a staff, and I ultimately make the call, but everyone's been given an opportunity. So it is about making sure that we have a squad and a team good enough to be in the Championship, and changes had to be made, as we've seen halfway through the season. There's always in football the need to strengthen your team when you see someone better. Whether that can meet the financial demands of your chairman and chief executive remains to be seen. But, you know, there's no manager in the history of football gets every signing right, from Sir Alex to Jose Mourinho to the world's best. But for all intents and purposes, you can try to get it right. You know, we want a reduced squad in terms of numbers, but we want it to have more quality. And we're in a league where we're one away from the best league in world football, and that's said by many people. We're one league away, and therefore we have to have some quality around us, and that's what we're trying to do.
One or two players last year, I don't know, I'm not naming names here, Steve, but you brought players in and gave them an opportunity to impress at Rotherham United. Did they not take those opportunities, and were they the ones that you moved on from very quickly?
Yeah, I think there's always two extremities, Rob, isn't there? There's always the players that come in and don't deliver the types of performances that you think you can get from those players, or that they are capable of. There's the other side where perhaps they come in and they think it's a case of they've arrived, so they're going to play. That's not always the case, because you have to demonstrate and prove that you're better than the players they've got. But arguably, equally, you'd say there's a number of those loan players that come in January, February, who were absolutely instrumental, along with a number of others in the current group, in keeping us up. So if we look at the 12 that we focused and said it's going to be a part of going forward with us, and we look at the loan players, and if you added that to them, then it was a very competent mid to top half of the table scored, but unfortunately those players have to go back to their parent clubs, and we almost must respect that.
Is there any chance of getting them back? The Emi Martinezes, the Danny Lafferty's, Jack Hunt's, could we see them back?
Well, you could never say you wouldn't see them back. I think the issue you have with loan players, perhaps Danny Lafferty may be suddenly part of Burnley's plans more than last year, simply because they're now a Championship club and operating at the level where we've seen Danny work very well for us. And of course down at Crystal Palace with Jack Hunt's situation, you have Alan Pardew managing Jack for the first time. So having spoken to Palace, it's only probably right that they then have a good look at Jack and see what he can do. Therefore, it becomes a late decision. And we know where Emi Martinez is. It's never going to be an early answer from Arsenal. It's going to be an answer late in the day, because he is such a pivotal part of that first team squad. So the answer is they may do, but it wouldn't surprise me either way. But we're always going to be in the market for good players, and especially good players that have won the Miller shots and turned in some terrific performances like those three lads we mentioned.
You have been linked with a couple of players, Steve. They're the only two names I'm going to throw your way. Anything in these rumours about a Beaker at Swindon or Chris Kirkland, the goalkeeper?
No, at this minute in time, there's not been a Beaker we'd never spoken about. Chris Kirkland, of course, we understand is just about to re-sign at Sheffield Wednesday and is a top lad. He's socially friendly with one or two of the players we've got, but we've not had any talk to either, no.
And it's been a busy time locally, hasn't it, Steve, with Nigel Adkins being appointed the Sheffield United manager. Is he a manager that you know well?
Yeah, I think first of all, Rob, it's always very sad when one manager sees another manager go. And my thoughts go to Nigel Clough, who worked really hard at Sheffield United. But the demands of such a big club and such a proud club are that League One is not of consideration to the fans and the directors, and hence Nigel goes. But the other Nigel is a man I've came across many times, both on the sidelines next to him, of course, at Reading, and back in his days at Scunthorpe. And Nigel Adkins is a good man. He's a proud man, and I'm sure the Sheffield United fans will be quite rightfully excited about their appointment. So Nigel will want to, of course, get down to pre-season to get his one or two or three or four of whatever number of players they bring in. I know they've already got a big squad, but he'll add to that and do what it takes. But he's got good men beside him as well, as Gary and Dean Wilkins, two good men. So a good management team's arrived at Bramall Lane. It's time now to prove a point rather than talk a point.